Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me again.
Thanks for being in. We certainly appreciate it as we head into the holiday weekend. We'll start off by talking about just a very sad and tragic event. You had one of your sheriff's deputies pass away.
Yeah.
Not while on duty, but some type of medical reason. It's got to be just something that really tears at you.
It was a tough week, Jeff. Yeah. Justin Hunt was a 20-year veteran of law enforcement, majority of it here within Rice County, both Faribault Police Department and the Sheriff's Office, where he was a correctional officer, a patrol deputy, and most recently a sergeant. And Justin did a lot in those 20 years in public safety. He was a sergeant of the Morristown, we contract in the city of Morristown for policing services. He was a sergeant over there. Prior to being promoted to sergeant, he was commander of our Rice County ERU, and then when we merged with Dakota County, he was a team leader and an assistant commander. So I wish everybody could have seen the outpouring of support yesterday for his funeral and then the procession. We had over 700 people in the church for the service. Officers from all over the state came. It was just quite the outpouring of support, and I can't say enough. I had agencies from Aiken and other counties up in northern Minnesota come down and support. Everybody pitched in to help with this, so our officers could attend the services. We had deputies from Waseca, Maurer, and Dakota County covering, along with Faribault, Northfield, Peace Police Departments, and man, it was just quite a tribute to Justin Hunt. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's got to be just, I can't even imagine. I mean, you look at some of the things, I mean, you know there are dangers involved within the job, and you accept the responsibility of those things, but this is separate from that.
Yeah.
This is just a life thing, and the man left behind a young family.
Oh, just to see those two little girls yesterday, and, well, this whole week was just tragic, and yeah, we'll hopefully find out more once the autopsy's back, but everything appears natural causes, and they went to on a little vacation in their camper, and it was a tough call I got a week ago yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so it's hats off to all of the agencies that supported us this past week and everybody in the community for your thoughts and prayers. I can't say thanks enough.
And we will move on from there. I know it's been a very difficult week for you, but it's also been a very busy week at the legislature. The session ended yesterday. I think a lot of people are still trying to sort out what they did or what they didn't do in some cases. Was there anything that you have heard of or were concerned going into that you can comment on involving law enforcement and some of the policies that they were at least looking to pass during this session?
Yeah, so our association, obviously the Minnesota Sheriff's Association and the Chiefs of Police Association, were in big part of this, trying to say, you know, we can agree with this. There's some things that we were really against, and one of those things was taking away minor traffic offenses where officers couldn't stop people for these offenses. And law enforcement as a whole had a significant issue with that, because why put laws into place, Jeff, if we can't enforce them? And, you know, such things as equipment violations or registration, not having registration. And I don't think when they looked at some of those things that they thought about what the ramifications might be in the end. You know, if you have to buy tabs for your car, that money goes back to support public safety through the state, and it also goes to assist in road projects. And so we all know that there's some roads that need fixing, and legislatures and senators will tell you they hear from their constituents if the roads are not in good shape. So if you say, well, law enforcement, you can't stop somebody for having expired tabs. You know, what does that tell the public? That it's okay, you don't have to go buy tabs. And so if people don't go buy tabs, there's going to be an effect at some point in time, because that money that's coming in for buying your tabs is not going to come back to fix those roads. And realistically, so let's say it's a headlight or a taillight violation. I would say 95 to 99% of the stops of those, we give people warnings. A lot of times they don't even know they're out. Or they'll say, yeah, I'm going to fix it when I get my check. Okay, just want to make sure. Here's your warning. Thanks. Everything's good. But we get a lot of people that don't have valid driver's licenses. They're revoked or suspended for some offense. We get people with warrants that didn't go to court. And so that is, I think that that's a key part for law enforcement, to keep our roads safe, to keep the people that are safe drivers and legal drivers, and legal I mean by having a valid driver's license, on you know, off of the roads, and having some accountability there. So I'm glad that that portion you know, was left out of this. And the search warrant clause in there, we were fine with that. We did very little no-knock search warrants. And when we did, the thing I remind everybody is we have to take it to a judge. If a judge doesn't think there's probable cause to do a warrant in the first place, he or she's not going to sign it. And then if they think that, well, this person has a very violent history and it would be beneficial to you to not have to announce yourself where that person can load up a gun or whatever it may be. That's the thing that we want our officers to be safe when we're executing these things. We know that on a majority of these warrants, if there's drugs there, the first thing they do when they hear police search warrant, they run to the bathroom and they flush their drugs and mm-hmm. things like that and try to destroy evidence. You know, and we know that that's part of doing the job. It's keeping our officers safe, not giving the people time to get a weapon or anything like that. And again, that's a public safety thing. Do people want to live in a neighborhood where their neighbor is a convicted felon and having guns in their houses? I don't think so.
Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn is with us. You know, when do you think the legislative session just ended a few hours ago? So at what point will you be able to get exactly what they did and kind of digest it and put it into you know, your practices now? Is that going to take a week or two? Have they given a date or anything?
Yeah,
a month,
and that's the other thing. With a lot of these bills, and even sometimes intertwined within the bills, they might have certain dates and say, okay, this is effective today. This is effective August 1st. This is effective January 1st. So our association will be going through this and have been working very closely. And I would say by next week, we should have a pretty good review, and we'll probably talk about it on a Zoom call or something to that effect with fellow sheriffs and chiefs. And I just can't thank all of our sheriffs and chiefs and law enforcement officers for their input, and for the legislators and senators that took the time to listen to us. Because unfortunately, there's a lot of people that said, we don't want to hear it. You know, this needs to change. And, you know, I think so many times things are, if something happens in a small community or a large community such as Minneapolis, and then you go and say, well, Minneapolis did something bad, now all of law enforcement needs to change. And that's not the answer. And we need to compromise. I've heard you talk about it before, Jeff, that, you know, in our legislature and senator, people need to, no matter what side they're on, they need to compromise. They need to work out and come to a compromise that's going to be best for the majority of the society. We know that there's going to be people that aren't happy with certain bills and certain laws. But let's come to the table with an open mind and talk about these things and come out with some compromise. But that means both sides need to listen. You know, everybody wants their opinion, but do we always listen? And I think that's an important thing that gets missed a lot of times.
Well said. I agree with you 100% on that. Hey, let's turn the page here. Today is July 1st. It's
yes.
The first day of the second half of the year. We're heading into the 4th of July holiday weekend. And what I wanted to talk a little bit about is highway safety.
Yeah.
This year has been a very tough year As far as traffic fatalities in the first half of the year, now we're heading into a holiday weekend where everybody's kind of heading out.
Yeah, and speed, unfortunately, speed has been a huge factor in a lot of these fatalities, and we've talked about it a lot. As far as even during COVID, and I hate to keep going back to that, but last year we had a lot of traffic volumes were down, but the speeds were just through the roof, and I mean. Just a month ago, I stopped somebody on the north side of Faribault in a 40 zone doing 70 miles an hour in a 40 zone. I mean, that's that's interstate speed, and here you are coming through a business and residential area, and it's just, I don't see that often. But and then you get out on the interstate, and we're getting a lot more violations. 100 miles an hour on the interstate and on the county roads, 85, 90 miles an hour, our deputies are stopping cars. So we've really, I've impressed on them. We need to be out there. We need to be visible. We're not looking to write a lot of tickets, but if you're going 30 over the speed limit, I can guarantee you're probably going to get a ticket, Sorry, I got to lay it out there.
Yeah. No, that's one of the things you'll be doing over the weekend, but the 4th of July, there's no shutdown, so the parks and everything's going to be open. I guess we only have one state park in our area, but nevertheless, there are going to be people out. Yeah. They're going to be on boats. They're going to be swimming and fishing, and there's a lot of things that you'll be keeping an eye on.
Yeah, so we're going to put extra people out there. We're going to have all of our water patrol full force out there on the lakes. Like I mentioned when we came in, starting to see more people on the river kayaking and canoeing and stuff. We finally got some rain. That was great. And I hope we can stay in a pattern here as we go through summer where we get one or two days of just a little rain to keep things going for the crops, keep our grass green, and keep the water levels up, because when those water levels were down, we were getting a lot of like assistance on the lakes where people were hitting rocks and logs because of the low water, and then they're disabled out there. So our water patrol has been very busy with a lot of assistance calls. Now that we're starting to see the water levels come up, we're going to see more people out there. It's going to look way different, I think, than it did last year. Campgrounds are open again, full force, and we're going to see a lot of traffic. So slow down. Take time, give yourself a little extra time. If you have a breakdown, pull off as far as you can onto the shoulder to fix those tires or whatever it may be. We don't want any, pedestrian related crashes. And if you're biking, we're seeing a lot of people biking again. Bikers, remember, you have to follow those rules too. Stop for stop signs, stay to the right, don't impede traffic, those kind of things. We want people to be safe out there. I'm really, every holiday weekend, I go in and I say a little prayer, and because I know that the traffic volumes are doubling and tripling in areas, and I just want people to be safe. I don't want to have to get that call in the middle of the night or in the afternoon that we had a fatality or something like that. And again, these crashes, a majority of these crashes, Jeff, are preventable. If people slow down, they're not driving distracted, they're not driving impaired, it's making it safer for everybody.
As far as the level of outdoor activities go, people around, the river, the lakes and such, and out on bicycles and such, are you seeing just the overall level, your general impression, is it about this comparable now to where it was before the pandemic?
I think it's
drop
more.
Off a lot more.
It's okay. So when the pandemic hit, it was a lot of restrictions out there, minimal things, but what we saw an increase is with the parks, nature centers, those kind of things. We saw boating increase last year. It was amazing. And now we thought, okay, now that things are back to normal, it'll maybe go back down. But I think a lot of people got into this and said, hey, this is kind of fun. It was a good way to get out with our family and do these things. And they want to continue those new habits. So, our traffic, boating is, we're seeing the accesses are filling up on the weekends, a lot of people out fishing and everything. So wear your PFDs if you're in your boat and doing watercrafts. If you're going to do such thing, and we still see it once in a while, where people like to jump on the Cannon or Straight River and inner tube down there, I'd like to see you. I know the tan line might not look really good, but I'd like to see you with a PFD at least on mm-hmm. your lap, if not on you, because if you hit a tree and get sucked under in some of those spots in the river, it's tough to recover. And so we've had a number of close calls with people. I think we had five river-related rescues last year. Fortunately, we didn't have any drownings on the river, but it was people in like inflatable rafts, kayaks, and inner tubes that got caught in some of that down trees that we still have from the 2018 tornadoes. And yeah. If you can't navigate around those things, it's tough to fight Mother Nature.
Yeah, no doubt. Sheriff, we're just about out of time. Any final words?
Well, I just want to say thanks to everybody for your show of support for public safety. I know we're going through some difficult times. Thanks for the cards of support, even before the passing of Sergeant Hunt here, have been great. And I just, again, thank you for your support of public safety. We want to work with you to make life in Rice County awesome and a great quality life here as we move into the summer. So thanks to everybody.
Well, thank you for coming in today, and thank you for continuing to do a great job. We appreciate
it. Thanks, Jeff. All right.
Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn. You're listening to The One, 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN Northfield.